Hi everyone, Andrew here again, out and about, having a little walk around Lao Cai here in Vietnam, where I'm living. It's a grey, cooler day today. Last few days have been high 20 degrees. Today it's more like a 15 degree day, but it's nice to be out and about, getting my steps in on my journey to losing weight and getting healthy. I've just done my video for YouTube and I thought I would do an audio only version here for the podcast. I spent the morning watching the end of season 2 of The Full Swing, which is the Netflix show about the golf tours. Very interesting, great to see the build up to the Ryder Cup and how that progressed, and how the captains of both teams had to contact their picks. Simply, there's a certain amount get automatic qualification from the Order of Merits, and then they have to make a certain number of picks. I think it was 6 auto selections and 6 captains picks, and having to pick them and make a decision between who was playing well at that particular time and who might play well in the format of the Ryder Cup, and captains having to call those people up. It was quite good to see. And I mean, all these players are at very, very high level and would perform great in that scenario, so making a pick was a difficult choice. And if you haven't seen the Ryder Cup from last year, the Europe's dominated in Rome. It'll be interesting to see the next Ryder Cup. It's every 2 years. The next one will be in the USA, and it'll be interesting. The Europe's don't traditionally do very well in America on US soil, and the Americans don't particularly do very well on European soil. It's not surprising, because the home team gets to choose the course and also gets to choose the setup for the course, so they get to make it play into the hands of their own players' strengths. So an interesting tournament. Certainly I think it's the best week of golf. And then watch some of the live LIV Golf Tour, which is in Hong Kong at the moment. Very nice to see lots of spectators watching it. The Asians absolutely love their golf, and I think there should be more big events in Asia. They get the support, certainly, and it's nice to see some of that today. And I'll be looking forward to watching the Bay Hill Invitational, which is on the PGA Tour in the US. It's good. Watched a few YouTube videos as well, in particular Rick Shields, the number one golf YouTuber. I think he's 2 million or so subscribers, and he had a game on Bay Hill, actually, with the son-in-law of Arnold Palmer. Bay Hill is Arnold Palmer's golf course, and it was good to watch that. Actually, he didn't play very well, Rick, and it's good to see how he dealt with that. I'd honestly think it must be difficult to play golf in front of the cameras, having to describe what shot you're going to hit, having to describe how you're feeling, having to describe what's in front of you, and also to play well at the same time. Must be difficult. And then I saw another one of his videos with him playing with Ricky Fowler at a fantastic golf course in Florida called Medalist. It's one of the golf courses where some of the top players in the world, Tiger Woods, Ricky Fowler, etc., have their home base. They actually practice their golf from there. They live in Jupiter, Florida, and they play their very, very tough, very difficult golf course, which is, if you're practicing on something that tough and difficult, when you then come to play in a tournament, it must feel a little bit easier. So I think that's a great way, a good tip for anybody who is playing professional golf. Play on a really, really tough course in practice. Put yourself in many different scenarios so that when you come to do it in real time, it seems a little bit easier and more comfortable. But yeah, good to watch those videos. I'd like to do some of them myself, talking golfers through how I play a golf hole, letting them see how you deal with mistakes, how you mentally adjust to what's happening in front of you. It'd be quite interesting to do that as an experiment. It's certainly something on my list to do in the future. Heading back to Philippines at some point soon, and it might be a good idea to perhaps do that in the Philippines, so I get to see a new course. I've never played in the Philippines. Get to see a new course, do a bit of a vlog on the course, do a little bit of how I play 2 or 3 holes. I wouldn't do an 18-hole vlog. It would be difficult for me because it's a new thing to do, but 2 or 3 holes I think would be interesting. I do have a format, actually, which I think would be very cool for YouTube, revolving around golf and 2 players playing. I'm not going to give you that information here, because I think it would be, I think it would be a tremendous video format if someone could do it. It is a very complicated setup for the video. It involves many, many different things. I'm not going to reveal too much, but you know, if you think, I'll give you a hint. If you think about Choose Your Own Adventure books from years ago, apply that to some sort of golf video. There you go. One day I'll get round to doing that. I actually went through the process of planning it out on the whiteboard once so I could see how complicated it might be and was it even something you could do. And once you plan something out, it looks easier. You can then chunk it down into manageable parts. So we'll get into doing that at some point. But I'm enjoying walking around. It's really fresh. Probably get some of the wind noise on the microphone. It's just good to be out, getting the steps done. Update on that. Goal for March is to maintain a minimum average of 10,000 steps per day. So if you have a low day one day, you have to have a bigger day another day, etc. And I'm over the 10,000 average at the moment, which is good. And that's just more of a maintenance thing. I'm not pushing hard at the moment. For me, that's when I get back on the bike and I'm able to ride on the bike and really get some calories burnt. But for now, it's just maintenance. It's walking around, making some videos, doing some audio like this. I really find these sort of things help me keep motivated and inspired to keep getting up every day and get out and walk. You know, those three key mottos of get up, get out, get it done, do something today to improve your tomorrows, and what can be measured can be improved. They're the things I need to apply in everything I do. And if you can use a little bit of that in your life as well, or whatever your challenges are that you're trying to achieve, those three things will help massively. If you stick to them and use them in your decision-making processes. It's International Women's Day today, so happy Women's Day to every woman in the world, and in particular all the women that are in my world. Those that are here, those that have passed, thanks for everything. They really do celebrate it quite well here. Lots of flower stalls selling fresh flowers, artificial flowers, gifts, etc. It's a whole, I suppose, right the way through from December onwards, there's lots of celebrations. You've got Christmas, you've got Tet and the Lunar New Year. Then you've got International Women's Day. And as you go through the year, you've got various days like Mother's Day, Father's Day. They don't really celebrate Easter, but there are some restaurants will do Easter egg hunts for children. You've got Halloween. That's getting bigger every year here. The one that I do miss from the UK is a fireworks night, November the 5th, bonfire night. Used to enjoy that, going to the local bonfire. In particular, the one at Birchwood. They used to do a sculpture every year, and I think I seem to remember the kids at school, whereas at Birchwood High School, had competition to see who could design the next bonfire sculpture, and then it was put together and eventually obviously burnt during bonfire night, but I believe health and safety got in the way of that over the years and they stopped doing it. They used to have some nice fireworks and there was always some food and drink stations, and I was only a kid at the time, but obviously if you're an adult there'd be a beer tent and other things like that, but it's pretty cool. I remember going to that many occasions. But that's a very English, very specifically English thing, based on the old gunpowder treason and plot. Guy Fawkes was plotting to burn down the Houses of Parliament and was actually caught. And then obviously he was hung, drawn and quartered, and the tradition of the bonfire was to celebrate the successful or the non-success of what he was trying to do, but the success of capturing him and reminding everybody. And as kids you used to build these Guy Fawkes dolls, you know, you make them out of material and you make them look like a person, you make them look like Guy Fawkes, and you go around knocking on houses asking for some money. It was a very strange thing to do, but it was really good fun. And then on bonfire night you would burn the sculpture that you'd made and have some amazing fireworks. And in later life, my family used to have fireworks set off at my brother's house. Rick, if you're listening, I'm sure you will at some point. We used to have some amazing fireworks at your house, and Mum and Dad were there. And they used to have what we call the big one. The final firework was always a over the top firework that would cost a lot of money. Generally would disappoint when it go up in the air. It quite often would fly up in the air and off into the distance. We couldn't really see it finish its work. But remember over the years, obviously being there to watch that in person. And then when I moved overseas to Dubai, you guys doing a live video call with me so I could watch it. I've got good memories there of seeing Mum there as well in later years. So that's good. Great memories for me. I'm sure great memories for you, Rick, if you're listening. But yeah, I know you guys still carry on that tradition of doing the fireworks. And Phil, I don't know, Phil, if you listen to these podcasts or not, Phil's due to have his first child very, very soon. Very excited for them both. I remember having my child, Lexi, a few years back now, six and a half years ago, back in December 2017. We're actually planning for a Christmas Day birth. We were told actually 25th would be the expected day, and I really wanted to have birth on Christmas Day. Christmas is very important to me, and it didn't quite happen. 28th eventually, which is fine, and probably better for Lexi, so she can have two separate celebrations, and not feel like she's only getting one set of presents for Christmas and birthday at the same time, and also having to share your birthday with everyone else celebrating Christmas must be difficult. So turned out well in that sense. And a great time of the year celebrating both things in the same week. It really is a good week. Try and be there. Fortunately, I wasn't there last year. I managed to get back just before Christmas, before I moved to Vietnam. So we had our own Christmas celebration and birthday celebration before I left for the UAE. And it's always difficult being away from family, in particular at those times when celebrating with family is a big thing. But I'm looking forward to getting back to the Philippines very soon. Just don't know when that's going to be yet. Sooner the better, really, so I can spend some time with them. But yeah, quite enjoy this format of just talking and walking. And when you're walking with the video, it's a little bit more difficult because you're having to look at the screen, you're having to hold the phone up, you're pointing at things, etc. I'm just literally using the recording function built into the Spotify Podcasters app. So obviously when I finish recording, it will then go into, you know, uploading it and putting the name on it and all that sort of stuff, and the episode numbers, and I've lost a bit track with all of that, so I started again. Just using the dates, you know, basically 2024 and March as the date. But it's lovely and busy. People finishing work early, I think, on a Friday, but they might do normally, but extra so, I think, because of Women's Day, International Women's Day. People popping out. I've been walking past a few jewellery shops that seem very busy. More busy than I've ever seen them actually walking around. And I'm just coming to the sort of central park here near where my hotel is. And yeah, it's a nice place. Lots of people out and about walking and playing games with their children and exercising. The town's got quite a few of these little park areas that sort of break up the buildings throughout the town. And it's nice to see. Some kids here actually playing with styrofoam aeroplanes, throwing them in the air. Just going to throw one now, actually, throw it back for the guys. Ah, that's good fun, actually. Styrofoam, got some LED lights on them. There's a little bit of a breeze, so they fly well. That's one where I wish I did have the camera. You would have been able to see probably a world record throwing styrofoam plane attempt there. Dipped down pretty quick, to be honest. Wouldn't trust me as a pilot. Thank you. It's funny when you do audio, very aware of having pauses, having too many pauses, because when you've got a video and you're showing something, then you can just be quiet. When it's on audio, you go quiet and it's not as entertaining, but you get the sounds of the cars and the bikes around, I suppose. Coming past the area where the police station is, quite grand buildings. Government buildings tend to be quite grand here in Vietnam. Some kids playing football here. One lad got his Man United, two with Man United shirts on there. Obviously brought up, well, three kids with Man United shirts on. Obviously fantastic to see them playing football. They love football in Vietnam. It's their big game. They're not as good, obviously, as you perhaps think they should be, considering how into football they are. Rugby last night, early morning. Wow, I got up to watch Warrington play Hull KR away at Hull KR's ground. 3 o'clock in the morning for me. I didn't manage the whole game, unfortunately, but it was quite clear that Warrington were the better team on the night. And having looked at the report in the morning, there was a lot of goals from tries that they didn't get, that they would have got if our normal guy, I guess names completely slipped my mind now, our normal number one, would have easily got. So it was a good win in the end. So that's what, three from four now? So they've had one defeat and three wins, which I think is a nice start to the season. It's obviously a tough game, isn't it? You know, they're hitting each other hard and having to recover to get ready for the next week, for their next game and training and recovery. And there's so much science goes into it now. You know, the whole recovery, you know, I'm into a little bit of sleep and recovery. I use the Whoop band, measures my sleep, measures recovery, heart rate variability, etc. Loads of little things that you can work on and improve. It goes very much with the what can be measured can be improved. There's a danger of overflow of data, so just keeping to some key measurables that are easy to focus on. You know, the steps thing, a lot of people talk about steps and say it's not as good as it sounds and blah 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 blah, but I think it's just something to measure that is consistent and something you can then look back on and say, right, that's how many I've done today, I know I can do that in a day, can I do this in a day. The other one is active calories. That's a harder one to keep an eye on because steps just go up all the time, don't they? And active calories, it's harder to track that well. But active calories is very important because it's the calories that you burn above and beyond just living, just being. So it's the active, it's the movement, extra calories. That's important to look at, especially if you're trying to lose a bit of weight or, in my case, currently trying to maintain levels. The one thing that's a bit harder to measure is food intake. You have to be very manual with that if you want to measure every single thing you're eating, putting it into an app like MyFitnessPal. It will measure your calories. It will give you estimations of how many you should eat. It will give you some credit back based on your activities, your active calories during the day. And that's a good app, but it'd be nice if somehow that was automated. I don't know how on earth that could happen, but doing it manually is open to misuse or just not using it properly. And I go through stages of using that app if I'm struggling, if I recognize I'm struggling with my food, and then I go through stages of not using it because I'm in a good routine, which is where I'm at the moment. I'm pretty stable with what I'm eating on a regular basis, so I know that the calorie intake is very similar every day, and obviously I can make slight adjustments if I want to on a daily basis, do the calories, or I can obviously increase the amount of exercise I'm doing. That's another way. But yeah, what can be measured can be improved. So get up, get out, and get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrow's, guys. Make it happen. Dream big and keep moving forward. And I'll see you all again soon for another awesome update. Take care. Stay safe.